Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
Hope everybody is doing well out there.
Indeed, we do.
Oh, the times they are intensifying, to be sure.
That's like an understatement. Big time. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, we are in the thick of things. And I do think that we are in some of the toughest times we're going to have to handle right now. They are going to keep amplifying up for a period of time. And then at some time, hopefully we will settle into a new normal. And that new normal is going to look different for different people in different situations. We were over on EE Arts, as you're looking at evolutionary here. So last day we did a video was 2 days ago on evolutionary. And then a day ago on EE Arts, we were talking about what future will you choose? Mega city, or are you going to do it on your own, so to speak? Oh, and by the way, that's interesting how this did that. They did this again. So this is the little piece I was going to share with you guys for the first time. This is the third channel, and this is called Heart's Ohm. It's something we've been thinking of conceptualizing for a while. And so I guess we'll officially announce it. Right now, there's maybe about a dozen or so videos up over there. There's more to come. When you are newsed out and you just don't want to see anything even remotely negative, this will be a safe refuge. And this is just going to cover things such as mantras, meditation, and music, and especially music that's going to be of a more healing frequency. So we're looking forward to really diving deep into this.
Mm-hmm. Right, definitely. It's a place that's safe from all the bad news. So if you're having a really bad day, go over there, just pick something and sit with it, and I know it's going to help.
And so the idea for this was basically, as you could see, you still have the EE Arts there. You have an H in front of it for health and healing. And then Om is the sound of the universe. And we spelled it this way so that we're looking at basically only really meditation, mantras, music. And this is where we're going to be doing things like you see this one here, a prayer, meditation, and mantra to remove the darkness, the dark power structure on the planet. And this is one that's 5 minutes, 55 seconds long. This is where we, when we do some lives, this is what we are intending. Even though the channel is not monetized, as it has to have like 10, I forget what it is now, what the parameter is for monetization. They're always changing things. You get updates all the time. But you need so many views. You need so many subscribers, et cetera, before they'll monetize it. But the monetization is not the main thing, as Evolutionary has not been monetized since May of 2019 when they demonetized that. And EE Arts doesn't really bring in much either. It's about the message. And if you do want to know more about us, check out evolutionaryenergyarts.com, which has all of our services and everything we do when we're not making videos. So I just wanted to share with you Heart's Ohm. Please do subscribe and come and join us over there. Again, it's going to be just an exploration into the positive side of things. Again, guided meditations, music. We will delve into things like sleep music and things along those lines as well, healing mantras and the like, as well as looking into the deeper wisdom that we've gotten out of the Sanatana Dharma and other of the mystery traditions as well. Okay, just a warning here. Burgers contain rat and human DNA, so says a study. Study of 258 burgers in the U.S. finds unexpected additional and lack of ingredients. And it was in a vegetarian veggie burger that they found human DNA.
Oh, that's pretty brutal. But is it shocking? No.
No. And so, I mean, this could be something even from, gosh, you know, somebody's fingernail broke off and fell in processing, or somebody cut themselves. And, you know, it could be anything like that. Could be a lot of other things, too. Just saying. But they also found rat DNA and other stuff. And so they tested 258 samples from 79 brands, 22 retailers from retailers and fast food chains in Northern California. Sample was representative of both national brands and brands on the West Coast. Using next generation genomic sequencing and other third-party tests, Clear Lab screens for authenticity, major, medium, and minor substitution, contamination, gluten, toxigenic fungi and toxic plants, other allergens, and missing ingredients. They examine products for nutrition content accuracy, such as calories, carbs, fat, and protein. All our tests are run through a secondary analysis pipeline and scrubbed for statistical accuracy and error. Of the 258 sample size, Clear Lab says DNA was found in one vegetarian burger, rat DNA was found in a fast food burger, a vegetarian burger, and a ground meat sample. So they found rat DNA in multiple places. But, you know, I have heard too, I mean, it's in almost all your breads, as they have a hard time keeping them out of silos and the like. Again, you got to try to eat as little processed food as possible to kind of expose yourself to the least amount of these mystery toxigens.
Right. You know, so if you get things like your own flour and you make your own bread, I mean, the chances that a rat is going to fall in through that processing is less, you know, so I guess we have to go with lesser of two evils sometimes. But, you know, like Mike said, the less processing, the less, you know, change of hands, the better off we're going to be, you know. But also always, always clean wash your foods no matter what.
Yeah, absolutely. And they also did substitution, which for some people in some circumstances could even be deadly, you know, if it's something that you really don't react well to. We found beef in 5 samples, chicken in 4 samples, turkey in 3 samples, pork in 2 samples, rye in 2 samples, and sunchoke in 1 sample that was not supposed to contain these ingredients. So there again, you know, you can't trust labels. You cannot trust labels. You can't trust the food system. You really can't trust the food system. And, you know, I want to share, too, as we look at this bright and shining young girl, or unfortunately what was a bright and shining MMA enthusiast, who's no longer with us, we haven't gotten a official cause of death, but people are speculating. You know what they're speculating. It's what everybody thinks right off the bat when you see somebody that's a teenager or an athlete and they're no longer with us, because we didn't usually see this. I mean, this was such a rarity. You know, my graduating class, I want to say we had like 386, and I remember one person died during high school, and that was kind of an accident, you know, one person. Look at what we're seeing nowadays. And, you know, what I want to share too is that we wouldn't be able to make this video if it wasn't for an appeal, because Evolutionary got hit with a strike on a video we did a little while ago, maybe about 6 weeks ago. And, you know, I appealed it, and I just wrote a little note to, you know, because when you get a strike, typically it's AI that finds the strike. AI spits it out. Then you could ask for a human to look at it. And so I just shared that everything that we've shared, like this, things like this, you know, could get you a strike from the AI. And, you know, especially if you say, well, you know, she probably was, you know what. Yeah, well, the appeal was accepted. And so we didn't, you know, the strike came off. That was wonderful. That's not what we're used to. And that's actually the first time I've ever seen it. That makes me think that things are changing. Humans are waking up. And, you know, humans are being enslaved by the AI. That's really, truly my feeling.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, a strike takes you down for I think at least a week, and you can't even post a note saying, hey, we're in trouble, guys. You're not allowed to do anything. You're just down. You're just down. And we were actually able to get that reversed. So that was a first. And that really gave me a lot of hope.
Yeah, absolutely. So you might, you know, if you see your channel, that's a channel that you follow, and all of a sudden they don't post for a week and they always post like every day or every other day. If they got a strike, they can't even tell you they can't post. Mm-hmm. It's again, it's pretty nasty. But things are going to change because, again, these corporations that have been pushing this narrative, even if the narrative comes from official sources, you can see it's falling apart. And it's falling apart in the eyes of the masses right now. So here's the Fox News VP. Fox News VP of News and Politics died suddenly, 47. Heart attack. Wonder why. You know, seriously. And I had seen a comment before where somebody was calling him obese. He doesn't look obese by today's standards. You know, he doesn't look out of shape. He looked like he was fairly healthy anyway, at least in that picture. 35-year-old middle school coach and teacher drops dead in front of his class after suffering from a heart attack. Yeah, I wonder, did he do any particular thing there? Well, you know, the reality is, there you go. There you go. So the answer is yes. It's right there. Okay, so what, are we going to get a strike for showing this? This is reality. This is reality. It interferes with the narrative that the power structure wants because, you know, again, humans are waking up that, you know, they've been taken advantage of. That, and it just depends on what way you want to acknowledge that. First dose of P.F. Iser. Unable to walk, 5 months later, recorded the video, then died the next day. Nothing to see here? Are you crazy? I mean, how are these people, you know, when the whole scope is understood, when this whole scope is understood, it's going to be viewed in a, I can't help but think it's going to be viewed in an even worse light than WW2 and everything that occurred during WW2. Because again, you have more than half of the entire globe that has done something. And yes, you know, not all of that have done the particular type of technology. But what we're seeing is still the tip of the iceberg. Saturday memorial for his sister, Lynette Diamond Hardaway. Silk told a crowd of supporters, including 45, that the you-know-what, the cure might have been a factor in her sister's sudden death and call for an investigation. There's something going on. Yeah, you know, and anybody that took pride in it is now feeling buyer's remorse. I think you would have to be feeling buyer's remorse at this point in time. Medical profession implements WHO digital diagnosis code for the un-you-know-what. So doctors will be incentivized by the government to start asking more questions about your status. As it looks like those that didn't have won, basically, well, it's like you've won the jackpot. You've won the lottery because you didn't enter the drawing in the first place.
Indeed.
Yeah, and so, you know, this is all pointing to the end of the system as we know it. And we have to be cautious because we know Elon and his Igigi bloodline, because it is true, he is definitely one of them. But he's letting it out that he had major side effects after his second pinch to grow an inch, let's say. Felt like he was, I view him as very definition of controlled, controlled opposition. Mm-hmm. Yeah, as the dogs have been driving us nuts.
Yes, we're sorry, you guys, in the background. They are very, very moody little children going on. This is what we got. They're basically in dog years. They are teenagers, so they fuss a lot, they fight a lot, and they get in trouble. So please, please excuse those little skirmishes in the background. But yeah, good old Elon Musk. I'm really, you know, I guess I'm not surprised that he would bring it up, but he does, you know, if he's going to be some form of a leader, some form of someone who is going to set an example, he would have to come out and say, well, sure, I did this and I was really scared and da-da-da. So that's all normal for controlled opposition, if you ask me.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, and it's all about also always giving a viable alternative for people to follow. Instead of humanity finding its own way, they want to keep humanity following somebody, following a path. You know, they give us alternatives, you know, whatever it is. Well, you don't like Christianity? Maybe you'll like Islam. You don't like Islam? How about Marxism? Yeah. Whatever. They'll give you something else that is in their control grid. And here we have violent protests have been reported in Atlanta. As you could see, sirens and everything going on off. So violent protests have erupted tonight in Atlanta after police killed a man on the 18th. Reports of police cruisers on fire, rocks being thrown as activists call for a night of rage. You know, again, there are so many sleeper cells within the country right now, literally, you know, hundreds of thousands that have been put into place with, you know, the purpose of creating anarchy. And then there are those people that just have that natural tendency, as you see downtown Atlanta getting smashed to bits, and they're doing the labeling there. And against that divide and conquer. Left wing. And then, of course, when the left is persecuting the right, it, of course, riles up those on the right. And those on the left will either ignore this or won't want to be labeled with this. Welcome to 2023. Return of, yes, the A word. Tearing it up in Atlanta tonight. And again, you know, this is another reason why I don't think it's advisable to be in a big major city. As we understand, everybody has your own abilities and you have your own situations. And, you know, the vast majority of people are in some sort of economic hardship right now. That's just a given. As you see, many people being locked up, tied up, hogtied. Be interesting to see, though, the reality of who a lot of these people really, really are. Because, yeah, we heard all sorts of stuff with Portland and Seattle and people talking about being paid to do things. And, of course, there's pallets of bricks just over there somebody dropped off. So the police arrest 6 after the fiery Atlanta riots. Mayor confirms that the A word used explosives. Yeah, it's all going to keep ratcheting up. 2023 is the year of ratcheting up. It's not that we are putting out that hope, quite the opposite. And come join us over on Heart's Home, where we will be doing some lives and we'll be doing some prayer sessions for peace and the like coming up.
Definitely, you know, for big storms, big hurricanes, for things that are really shaping the country, you betcha we're going to get over there and we're going to start running our peaceful energy toward it so that those who wish not to be involved, you know, they find a safe haven. So that's where we're going to do all that stuff. And it'll be wonderful. It'll be great. And we'll have a playlist. So if you want to go back and re-support that, you can pull that energy back out. It's never ending. It's quantum. It's forever. So anybody, if you join that now when we're doing a live, great. If you join it later, it adds to that energy going outward.
And then Monterey Park, this is over in Southern California. There was a mass shooting and, you know, it was not a good situation that we have seen there. The suspect is an Asian male, still at large. He's between the ages of 30 and 50. And then they don't know exactly what's going on, whether it was some sort of hate crime as defined by law. Lots of rumors and things going on. When we look into this, what we get is this is more of that MK Ultra situation. You got to realize there's a lot of technology in play. There is a lot of means of activating people. And, you know, a large portion of the population, you could view it as having receptors, antennas in their bodies right now. Because, again, we are electromagnetic beings, and there are some substances like GO, if you understand GO and the black goo, and if not, just do a quick Google search, GO, black goo, and type in the V word, and you'll find plenty of stuff to start sorting through. There's an awful lot of more of these probably coming along the way. There was actually a second shooting 2 miles away as well. So you have 10 dead, 5 men, 5 women, 10 hospitalized. And this incident occurred after the Chinese Lunar New Year celebration. And we have an iconic tourist site closed due to violent unrest as well. More than 400 visitors briefly stranded at Machu Picchu. This is like on my bucket list to see Machu Picchu someday. After a local railway was damaged during protest, Peru has indefinitely shut tourist site of Machu Picchu, citing ongoing anti-government unrest gripping the country. The decision was announced by the country's culture ministry on Saturday. The closure of the Inca Trails Network and Machu Picchu Citadel has been ordered due to the social situation and to preserve the safety of visitors. As we had seen public buildings going up in flames over in the capital of Peru. Again, this is a global scenario, and this is a global situation, and this is also uncovering just how deep and tangled the webs of this control are, and it's all going to be revealed. And in a way, I think they understand that they have to watch it burn to the ground, per se, you know, figuratively and in many cases probably literally as well. But still, they have something else that they want to just shift in front of us at the right time, that they hope that the majority of people will be too tired or just so willing to see a breath of fresh air that they'll go along with something. This is what they are really, really hoping. 6 more classified documents discovered at Biden House. Yeah, so, you know, many have speculated, well, it looks like they're trying to get rid of him now. So he'll have 2 years, and Kamala Harris will have 2 years, and then maybe Newsom will run, or, you know, we'll see what happens. They're all puppets anyway. They're all puppets. It's all part of the great play and drama going on. So in a 12-plus hour search of his house, the feds found classified documents, including from his time in the Senate. Documents were found despite the White House saying they turned all the documents over a week ago. Okay, so they lied. Then, you know, why isn't he under arrest? Why is he speak? And again, this creates the cynicism too. And I could already hear Cindy saying they don't ever do anything against any of their own.
Never.
So, you know, a part of this too is to make people frustrated, because all the corruption, all the, you know, improprieties going on. And man, if you just talk about everything out there with his son and the subsidizing of his son and, you know, everything else going back and forth, and then making all these, you know, all these lavish profits from dealings with the fine dining ware country. The corruption is so deep. And yet he's tweeting all the time, patting himself on the back. Meanwhile, record high, 250,000 migrant encounters across U.S.-Mexico border in December. 250,000. 250,000 just in December. As we've said, there's a massive army that is in the U.S. and it is awaiting orders.
That's, you know, just, that's a truth that we have to face.
Yeah, and that guy knows all about it. Because, again, he's ready to hand over the keys to his buddy Xi so they can go hiking in the Himalayas again.
Indeed.
Backwards.
Uphill with no snow tires.
Yeah, up the Himalayas both ways.
Yeah, with no snow tires.
Nope. Only in their Depends.
Yes. They would be able to make brown spots to follow their trail, I guess.
Oh, wow. She went there. Okay. That was bad. Now we're going to give a PG rating.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Brazil and Argentina to start work on creation of a common currency this week. So, you know, here again, you have alternatives to the petrodollar, NATO, the U.S. You know, again, they believe in blood sacrifice. They absolutely believe in blood sacrifice. And that's what they're intending for the U.S. and NATO. So to speak, in more ways than one, an economic sacrifice, absolutely, as you know, we had seen that there's alternative currencies that are actually going to be backed with gold and other precious commodities coming up. Brazil and Argentina working on making a common currency. Eventually, everything is going to be digital. You know, Putin, you know, he's mentioned digital currency too. You know, this is where we are heading. Another gold confiscation. Remember, it happened in the past. Yes, you know, the past always repeats itself. So again, I think anybody that has taken the steps to get yourself as basically self-sufficient as possible, that's certainly a good thing. And wherever you are, work with neighbors. Work with neighbors, work with family members, get to be a little bit more independent by working together to overcome the difficulties that the system is bringing.
Right. We got to work together on some level.
And here we see in Mexico, a reporter published the story and then the next day he was dead. And, you know, in fact, there was another article talking about the cartels taking war to the mafia as, you know, again, it's a dangerous world when you can't speak up and tell truth. I mean, real truth, honest truth. When we know the official stories are lies, they're lies. And you can't say the truth because it exposes the lies of, you know, the power structure. And then they utilize just people with no morals. These people that are basically in mafias, they're in cartels, and you know, that's the type of people they hire. As you know, you will find, that's one happy goat. You will find, you know, people like that again. People that are just guns for hire that will sell themselves off to whoever has, you know, the most gold per se. It's an unfortunate circumstance. And that is how they operate here too, because they will penalize. They've penalized doctors that have spoken up against what's going on. They've penalized, you know, media personnel. They penalize channels. Again, we've been severely penalized. You know, all of our plans got changed with the demonetization of Evolutionary when they did that, when we spoke out about something that has direct bearing with the plague upon the land, you know, 7 months before anything really happened. But boy, was it a topic that was very, very substantial.
And I just want to be happy like that goat.
Absolutely. So when you're tired of the news, you know, then roll over to EE Arts, and it's got the wrong logo. Let's see if it's going to have the right one if I refresh it. There it goes. Okay, the two Earths splitting, because our reality is splitting. And you're going to have those that are going to become part of the Borg, of the collective, part of the AI collective. And you're going to have those that are going to be free. We just have to make that solution. What are we going to choose? And so on EE Arts, like Evolutionary, again, now we'll make a real clear definitive split with things per se. This is going to be the news and things happening out there for as long as we can handle energetically covering them. Because again, these events that we're talking about here, you know, everything going on, the chaos of the world, it does lower your vibration. And that is the purpose for it. It's to lower your vibration, to make it hard for you to ascend, because we are in ascension mode. And EE Arts, you know, again, we're going to be doing things like Tartaria, Atlantis, Mu, Lemuria, the Giants, talking about different extraterrestrial species. We'll still talk about Vedic astrology. We'll still give our channeled messages there. Still cover things like energy work and Qigong, meditation, Reiki, exploring consciousness, natural health and fitness, earth changes we'll still have over there too. But we'll start to shift the mantras totally over to Heart's Om, as well as over here, you're going to see meditations and things like this biofield tuning and light code activations. The guides were giving us direction on doing different light code activations for all the major chakras. So we will ultimately have all that covered over here. We'll have more guided meditations. We'll have 432 hertz music up as well. And then we will also do, basically prayers and group meditations over here at Heart's Om. So again, please do subscribe all three channels, and we look forward to sharing more with you guys. And again, thanks also for your support on Patreon and Ko-Fi. As over there on Patreon and Ko-Fi, all the videos will go up on both of these spots again.
Mm-hmm. Source bless and namaste.
Namaste.